Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our next guest on the show. Giovanni Cortolo is one of the great leaders, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of small business owners. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And I'm telling you, when I go to bed at night, when I lay my head down at night, there are a handful of people I think about when I want to feel a little safer about being a small business owner. And one of those guys is Giovanni Cortolo, because he's working hard as he can, tooth and nail, fighting the fight up there in Washington, D.C., at the administration, in Congress, fighting for the things that you and I need to get the government out of our way. And he's here to give us a little bit of a report on how things are going. Giovanni Cortolo, welcome back.
Yes, thank you, Jim. It's great to be back. Great to be on your show. I tell you, you do a great job. And you got a fan here in Washington, and that's me.
I appreciate that.
Well, I'll tell you, go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the things I'd like for you to talk about first are some of the polls that you're seeing that you guys are taking and that you're tracking with regard to how small business owners are feeling about where things are right now.
Well, unlike the administration and Congress, we really care about what small businesses think. And over the last 10 days, we've gotten results back from some polls. And, it tells us what we really sense, and that small business owners are more pessimistic about the state of the economy than the average voter. We hear all about how the average voter is angry. Well, small businesses are livid. And it takes that effect. You look at the size of business matters. The smallest businesses are feel most in jeopardy. In fact, 44% of small businesses under 20 people are concerned that they won't survive the next 5 years. Hmm. Owners of small businesses are deeply unsettled about the present and concerned about the future. And they're making business decisions based on this uncertain future. And I tell you,
well, or worse, they're not making business decisions.
Exactly.
Their uncertainty is causing them not to take the steps that they ordinarily would take. You know, I said something in the very first segment of this hour, Giovanni. I said, I talked about what I called one of the great intangibles of America, and that is the spirit, the passion, the excitement, the drive, the enthusiasm, the vision of the American entrepreneur. And that's an intangible that has literally carried this country to where it is right now. And when we dampen that kind of thing, I still come back to what Lincoln called it, we need to appeal to the better angels of our nature. These are the better angels of our country, is the spirit of entrepreneurship. And when you dampen that, Giovanni, you've hurt our country in a great way.
Well, you see the Congress and the administration doing that, and it results in many of what we are hearing. Two-thirds of small businesses say the government is doing too much that's better left up to businesses and individuals.
Yeah.
7 in 10 business owners believe Washington is more likely to hurt them rather than help them. So, I mean, we're in a state where businesses not only have to fight a sagging economy, but they have to fight the administration and policies that are being handed down by the administration. This is a double-barreled effort aimed right at them and right at the time in which we really need them to create jobs.
Well, and the thing, that's exactly right, Giovanni. And the thing is, it's the part of the double-barrel situation is, on the one hand, talking about businesses like there's something wrong about being in business, like there's something evil about businesses, and even if they're not talking about small businesses, when they talk about big companies, that frightens small business owners too. That's one thing. The second thing is, when they do policies, when they try to initiate policies that are allegedly, or they have meetings or conferences or whatever they have, that are supposed to be about small businesses, supposed to be helping small businesses, and then when they reveal to us what they plan to do, it's something that doesn't ring with us. It doesn't connect with us because it's not real small business. It's not real Main Street solutions.
Well, exactly right. And what you're seeing is you're seeing an administration that's picking winners and losers. They're playing one segment of the economy against another segment of the economy. You can't pit green versus not green. You can't pit large versus small, international versus domestic, and expect to have a net plus.
Right.
And that's what we see in these policies.
It's
villainizing.
It's way above their pay grade. That what they're trying to do in choosing winners and losers is way above their pay grade. In fact, it's nobody's pay grade. It's only the marketplace can make those choices and do it in an efficient way. Giovanni, hold on to that thought, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get Giovanni to give us a tour of this small business bill that the president signed last week and get him to tell us what he thinks about it. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.